Welcome to another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavia, and on Friday night, the Scott City Beavers hosted the Concordia Panthers in the Week 9 playoff opener. It was a good game there, and Scott City would score on four consecutive drives in the second and third quarter, and they would pick up the 24-14 win over a very good Concordia team that's 5-3, but they were definitely an improved team from a year ago that came to Scott City two times in 3 weeks, and they showed that they've had a lot of experience and a lot of improvement from last year to this year. The Beavers did enough to advance on to the next round of the playoffs. And we get started here. Scott City won the toss, elected to defer. Concordia would start with the football. They would get a first down on their second play of the drive, and then they would have penalty after penalty, and they would all of a sudden be sacked at the 29-yard line. They started their drive at their own 38, so they netted a negative 9 on their opening series. They'd punt the football to Scott City, and the Beavers would take over at their own 33. With 8:39 to go in the first quarter and no score, the Beavers would move the ball down the field as well. Just like Concordia, they would get a first down along the way, and then on the seventh play of their drive, they would face a fourth down at the Panther 37-yard line and would fall just short of the first down. Fourth down here with 6:20 to go first quarter. Scott City on the air is 15 of 25 for 60%. And facing a fourth down and about four from the 37, they have 10 to snap at an empty backfield. Three receivers left, two to the right. King in backfield looking left on fourth down. Ball might have been deflected a line, and that's going to sail incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs here with exactly 6 minutes to go first quarter. Concordia would take over at their own 37-yard line. No score. 6 minutes exactly to go first quarter. They'd be backed up twice on first down, both on holding calls. It'd be backed all the way to their 16-yard line. So they were facing a 1st and 31 at their own 16-yard line. You think 1st and 31, advantage defense. Concordia says not so fast.
16-yard line, they have to get it to the 47. 1st and 31, four receiver set, twin stack to both sides. Option read, it's up the middle. And here's the speed of Trost. He breaks through a tackle. He's across the 25, still on his feet. Uh-oh, 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. 45, 40, 35, all the way to the 31-yard line. He broke through two tackles at around the 20 to 25-yard line. And about a 53-yard run for Trost sets him up in the plus side of the 50.
So Wyatt Trost had the first big play of the game either side in a long run. Put the Panthers in the plus side of the 50 at the Scott City 31-yard line. And we knew coming in Concordia had some big play opportunity with, of course, not only Trost but also Hunter Schrader and Kean Miller in that backfield, and Trost broke the first big play of the game. But the Scott City defense would come to life. They would force a third down, and the Panthers would throw into the no-fly zone of Blaine Cole.
They're 0 of 1 on third downs. They have a third down and 9 from the 30-yard line, right hash mark, with 4 minutes to go first quarter, no score. Shotgun snap. Trost looking left on third down. Swings. It passes. Picked up. It's Blaine Culp. He has room on the right side. 40. 45. Breaks through a tackle. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. 25. 20. It's a convoy of Beaver Blue. Touchdown, Scott City. A 74-yard pick six for Culp. And it's 6-0 here with 3:50 to go first quarter.
Well, looked at the time that it'd be Scott City's first non-offensive touchdown of the year in their first pick six in two seasons. There was a block in the back on the return, but the Beavers would set up near midfield at their own 49-yard line with 3:50 to go first quarter. In a scoreless game, Scott said he would be facing a third down and about 20 to go for the first down, but they would convert one of many third downs on the night on this play.
Third and 20, Scott City empties the backfield. Three right to the right to the short side of the field, to the left side, the wide side of the field, 2:50 to go first quarter. King with time, back to pass. Here's the late blitz, rolling to his left. He's looking downfield, will fire. He's wide open. Blake Cope, he's going to get the first down as he's hit forward by Kean Miller to the 40-yard line. A 21-yard pass play, actually gained a 22 when he needed 20.
A big pass play, as Tim alluded to on the broadcast. That was one of the most impressive passes by King all year. He was on the run when he threw that to Blaine Culp, and that shows his versatility that he's shown all year long, and a great run by Culp and finding enough to get the first down in Concordia territory at the 39 of the Panthers. They would convert another first down, and they would get it to about the 20-yard line at the end of the first quarter. It'd be second and one at the end of the first quarter with a scoreless game, but the Beavers moving the ball down the field will pick up in how that turned out in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.